Good afternoon, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. I'm Chris Valentine, and we are live here at Publix Field at Joker Marchant Stadium in Lakeland, Florida, the spring training home of the Detroit Tigers, getting set for the wrap-up game of this six-game set between the Lakeland Flying Tigers and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Lakeland walked off the Blue Jays for the second time this week last night for a 2-1 win. We are scoreless through five, and finally in the sixth, Blue Jays starter Lizarro Estrada, who had been excellent all game long, issued a couple walks, and Jim Jarvis brought in the game's first run on a slow roller through the left side of the infield. Lakeland pitching had held the Blue Jays scoreless through eight innings last night, but finally the lineup was able to string something together. A walk to lead off the inning for Nick Goodwin, followed by a wild pitch to put him in scoring position, and Roque Salinas lined one into left to bring him in and tie up the ballgame. But in the ninth, the leadoff walk issued by Kalena Sauer, putting the winning run aboard, and after a fielder's choice got the first out, Max Anderson lined one down the right field line, a ball that stayed fair by no more than 6 inches, bringing in the runner from first to win it and clinch at least a split of the series. With the loss, Dunedin falls to 17-24 in the second half, and Lakeland improves to 28-13. Elsewhere around the Florida State League last night, Jupiter crushed Daytona 10-5, that being at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. Fort Myers held on for a 3-1 win, where they were superb, pitching 15 Ks for the Mighty Muscles last night. Palm Beach came back and beat St. Lucie 10-7, and Clearwater fell to Tampa at Georgetown-Brenner Field 9-3 after their day off. How that all affects the standings, we'll start in the East as always. Palm Beach is now atop that division by themselves, 19-20 on the second half, a game up on both the Daytona Tortugas and the Jupiter Hammerheads, but Jupiter ahead on winning percentage over the Tortugas, having played two more games. Jupiter is 19-22, Daytona 18-21, and the St. Lucie Mets are in last in that division at 12-29. And in the West Division, Lakeland still holds a one-game lead in the division, 28-13. They're a game up on the Clearwater Threshers, who sit at 27-14, but they've already clinched. So the biggest threat to Lakeland for the rest of the season, as it looks like the bottom half of the division is windering away in their playoff hopes, that would be Bradenton, the Marauders. They're 26-15, 2 games back of the Flying Tigers. Tampa, they're still in it. They are sitting in fourth place, a game under 500, 20-21, 8 games back. And your Blue Jays and the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles are both sitting in tied for last. They're still in it. They haven't been eliminated with 25 games left to play, but they're 11 games back. They need a lot of help. Both teams are 17-24. And now we move on to today. Garrett Hill makes his second rehab start of the series this afternoon for the Flying Tigers. He got the start on Tuesday night, going just 2 innings and giving up 2 runs, both earned on 3 hits. The former 26th rounder is trying to make his way back to AAA Toledo and eventually get back on the Major League roster for Detroit sometime this year. And for your Blue Jays, Rafael Ohashi makes his 18th appearance and 16th start of the season for Dunedin. The 20-year-old from Brazil is 2-5 with a 5.40 ERA this season through 76 2/3 innings of work. He's also coming off a string of rougher appearances, having given up multiple runs in each of his last 7 outings, but Ohashi's looking to get back on the right side of things and finish off the year strong. No roster moves to make note of, so let's take a look at the lineups first for the Flying Tigers, managed by Andrew Graham. Batting first, the shortstop, Christian Santana. Batting second, the DH, Jim Jarvis. Batting third, second baseman, Max Anderson. Batting fourth, the catcher, Mike Rothenberg. Batting fifth in right field, Jose De La Cruz. Batting sixth at first base, Manuel Sequeira. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Abel Bastidas. Batting eighth in center field, Carlos Pellegrin. And rounding out the order for the Flying Tigers, batting ninth in left field, J.D. McLaughlin. And now for your Blue Jays, managed by Donnie Murphy, the boys looked like this afternoon. Batting first in center field, Braden Berry. Batting second, third baseman, Tucker Tillman. Batting third in right field, Jace Borofin. Batting fourth at first base, Brennan Orff. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Nick Goodwin. Batting sixth at shortstop, Manuel Beltre. Batting seventh, the catcher, Edouard Duran. Batting eighth, DH, Bryce Arnold. And rounding out the order for your Blue Jays, batting ninth in left field, Jaden Rudd. That'll do it for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. We'll take a break and be right back before first pitch, which should be in about 8 or so minutes, so stay tuned. Lakeland will go for the series win, and your Blue Jays will look to salvage a split. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Here with the call is Chris Valentine. Chris, take it away.
Good afternoon, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We are live here at Joker Marchant Stadium getting set for the wrap-up game of this six-game set between the Lakeland Flying Tigers and your Dunedin Blue Jays. It is a hot one, a 1 p.m. start time, 94 degrees in Lakeland, feels like 103. The wind is blowing in from right field, and we're about to get started with Braden Berry stepping into the box. Minor league rehabber right-hander Garrett Hill making his second rehab start of this series. He went two innings pitch, giving up two runs on three hits in game one of this series. First pitch is inside for a ball. First pitch at 12:59. We started a minute early, 1-0 to start off Braden Berry. This is a challenge game here for the final game of this series. Final game against the Flying Tigers this year. Davion Fry, the home plate umpire. Alex Lowry out on the bases. That one missing off the plate, and it's 2-0. Lakeland taking last night's ball game, 2-1. Another walk-off win for the Flying Tigers. They walked Dunedin off on a three-run shot by Mike Rothenberg in game one and a RBI double by Max Anderson last night. That one lifted towards center. Going back is Pellegrin. Carlos Pellegrin will settle and make the grab for out number one. One up, one down. Let's take a look at the rest of the defense for the Flying Tigers. In the outfield left to right, J.D. McLaughlin, the aforementioned Carlos Pellegrin, and Jose De La Cruz. Along that infield, third to first, Abel Bastidas at third, Christian Santana at short, Max Anderson at second base, and Manuel Sequeira mans first with Mike Rothenberg behind the dish. One batter, one out for Garrett Hill. The righty out of the stretch, kicks, fires, first pitch to Tucker Toman. That one up and out for a ball, 1-0. Toman, the switch hitter, batting from the left side here against the righty Hill. Toman, just 19 years of age, from Columbia, South Carolina. High school pick by the Blue Jays in 2022, 77th overall. He cuts and misses at that high fastball, now a 1-1 count. On the year, batting 216, 5 home runs and 43 RBIs. Now tied in the home run category with Manuel Beltre after his 5th homer of the year a couple nights ago. Cuts and misses at that fastball again, now a 1-2 count to Toman. Calls time, and he'll take an extra few seconds. Blue Jays are looking for a split of the series. Lakeland looking to beat the Blue Jays in a series for the second time this year. Now the righty comes set. Kicks, fires. That one off the plate outside. Evens things up. 2-2 the count. Jace Borfin, the right fielder, waiting on deck to finish up the top third of the order. Righty kicks, fires again. Off the plate outside. Fastball missing, and Tucker has now drawn a full count. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away with nobody on. Righty comes set again. Kicks, fires. That one ripped towards right, but right there is Jose De La Cruz. He reaches out and makes the grab in right center field for out number two. Toman got good wood on that one, but Pellegrin was shaded over towards right center field, which made it a lot easier for him to track it down. So two gone here in this top of the first now for Jace Borfin. Righty-lefty matchup again. Hill kicks, fires, first pitch. That one upstairs, taken for a ball. Borfin moved the bat but held up, and it's a 1-0 count. Righty kicks, deals. That one in the air towards left, towards the line. Coming in is McLaughlin. He's gonna run out of room. It bounces into the netting. Now a 1-1 count to Jace Borfin. Borfin playing in his third game here at the single-A level. He's homered in his first two, looking to make it 3 straight here today, possibly. At the plate, 3 of 7 for a 4.29. 4 runs scored, a double added on as well, and 5 RBIs with 3 walks. He's only struck out once. Caught in a miss of that one. Now he's down 1-2. Now the lefty calls time. Taking a few extra seconds. Now digs back in. 6th round pick by the Blue Jays out of the University of Arkansas. Just 21 years old. Played 7 games in the Complex League. crushing a homer there as well. That one missing to even up the count 2-2. Played in games 2 and 4 of this series, and as I said, he homered in both of them. The righty kicks fires. That one low and inside. Now they're asking for a challenge. Davion Fry turns around, and that stays a ball. So Lakeland's first challenge of the game is unsuccessful. They've got 2 remaining. Now a full count. Hill comes set. The payoff pitch. That one upstairs, ball 4. Borfin draws the walk to continue on the inning. That'll bring up another left-hander, Brennan Orff. Two-out walk sees this inning continue. Now Orff stepping in. Another righty-lefty matchup. Righty kicks fires. That one in there for a called strike. Change up right there. Near the knees, 0-1 to start him off. Brennan Orff, 13th round pick by the Blue Jays this July out of Southern Illinois, Edwardsville. Playing in his 14th game. He's played the most out of all the draft picks for Dunedin this year. 9 of 42 at the plate for a 2.14 average, a double and a triple with 3 RBIs. He's also drawn 13 walks, averaging 1 per game. Righty kicks fires. That one fouled off left side. Now an 0-2 count. No balls, 2 strikes. Borfin standing over there at first base. Righty kicks fires. Caught and a miss. Down swinging goes Brennan Orff. That'll end the inning. No runs, no hits, 1 man left aboard. We'll head to the bottom of the first here at Joker Marchant Stadium. Rafael Ohashi on the bump for your Blue Jays when we return. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network live here in Lakeland.
What up, Nelly? You ready to do another one, bro? Talk to him. Running on red lights. Pull up to the club just to get it here right.
We're back here, bottom half of the first. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Christian Santana, Jim Jarvis, and Max Anderson, top third in the Flying Tigers order, all due up. Righty-righty matchup. Ohashi kicks, fires, first pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Christian Santana. Rafael Ohashi making his 16th start of the year, 18th overall appearance, a 2-5 record with a 5.40 ERA through 76 and 2/3 innings of work. This is with that off speed upstairs. Now 1-1, the count to Christian Santana. Santana playing in his 80th game of the year, a 167 average, but 9 home runs and 31 RBIs. That one just misses off the plate. Now 2-1. Santana's kind of a boom or bust guy at the plate. 41 hits on the year, 20 have been for extra bases, 11 doubles in those 9 home runs. That one just misses the inside corner. Looked like Edward Duran, the catcher, thought about asking for a challenge, but ends up not. Now a 3-1 count. Righty-righty matchup out of the stretch. Ohashi comes set. Kicks, fires. That one missed. A leadoff walk to Christian Santana. Ohashi really close on those misses, but couldn't get the benefit of the doubt on the calls by Davion Frye. So one on and nobody out for Jim Jarvis. That one, a bunt attempt left side. It's on the line. Now it's leaking foul, and Ohashi kicks it away. Ohashi, the Brazilian, no stranger to soccer, did his best Neymar impersonation there on kicking that baseball towards his own dugout, taking no chances. So an 0-1 count to start off Jim Jarvis. Third baseman Tucker Thoman now playing on the infield grass in lieu of that bunt attempt. Righty kicks, fires. That one in the dirt. Kept in front by Duran. 1-1. Now the count to Jarvis. Now the 1-1. In the air towards center. Barry moving to his right. He'll settle and make the grab. That'll be out number one. Let's take a look at the Dean defense. In the outfield left to right, Jaden Rudd, Braden Berry, and Jace Borifin. Along that infield, third to first, Tucker Thoman at third, Manuel Beltre at short. Nick Goodwin gets his first start at second base, and Brennan Orff at first with Edward Duran behind the dish. One on, one away after the flyout to center. That's going to bring up Max Anderson, the hero last night for the Flying Tigers. Doubled down the right field line. That was fair by no more than 6 inches. There goes the runner. Throw down to second. It's going to be spiked. Duran tried to hold it up. Ended up spiking it right in front of the plate, but doesn't get away. So into second with a stolen bag is Christian Santana. Duran had trouble getting that out of the glove to start. Had the motion ready to go on the throw, but ended up holding out. There was no way they were going to get Santana after Duran couldn't get the transition cleanly. Righty-righty matchup. Ohashi kicks, fires. That one in the air towards shallow center. Coming in a bit is Braden Berry. He'll settle and make the grab. Santana's going to stay there at second. Now two down with a runner in scoring position for Mike Rothenberg. Mike Rothenberg, the game one hero for Lakeland with that three-run shot to walk it off in the ninth. Two out of Lakeland's three wins in this series have come via the walk-off. And the third win, which was their second win of the series, a little bit of a differentiation there on where it all lines up in chronological order. That one was an eighth inning rally that they put on to go up by two. And a 1-2-3 ninth inning that game by Eric Mendez saw out his second save of the year. That one misses inside, 1-0 to start off Rothenberg. The switch hitter batting from the left side here against the righty Ohashi. One lefty, two switch hitters in this order for Lakeland. Righty kicks, fires. Chopper foul towards the back end of his dugout, and it's 1-1. Rothenberg on the year batting .249. Team leader in home runs. He's got 12 with 50 runs batted in. Catching for the second time this series today. Now Ohashi comes set, and a move over to second. Back in time is Santana. Rothenberg, the Tigers' 12th round pick back in 2021 out of Duke. He's been with the Tigers almost all year long. He's split time between here and the FCL. Played in 14 games last year for High A West Michigan, the Whitecaps, as he cuts and misses at that changeup. Now a 1-2 count. He split time in 21 between the Complex League and Lakeland. So now playing in his third season, at least parts of his third season, with the Flying Tigers. Now Hashi turns towards second, no throw. Santana dives back in anyway. That'll be his second disengagement. It's a 1-2 count to Rothenberg. Trying to get out of this inning without giving up the first run of the ball game. Leadoff walk now on second base after the stolen bag. One and two, Ohashi kicks, fires. Line shot towards second. It's caught there by Goodwin. Flashing the leather and keeping a run off the board for Lakeland. We'll head to the top of the second here at Joker Marchant Stadium. Still scoreless. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. Better. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. And I see you, oh. The way I breathe you in. Hey. It's the texture of your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby, never let you go. Oh. And I see you, there's nothing like your touch. It's the way you lift me up. California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. Better. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it.
You ain't sure yet.
We're back here, top of the second. Garrett Hill back out for a second inning worth of work. Nick Goodwin's going to lead things off, flashing the leather, saving a run defensively. Now let's see if he can help provide some offense for the Blue Jays early on in this ballgame. Takes that first pitch slider, low and outside for a ball, 1-0. Goodwin playing in his 12th game for the Blue Jays this year. 10 of 42 for a .238 average, two doubles and a home run with 10 RBIs already. That one missed in. He gets out of the way. It's a 2-0 count. Goodwin has shown a lot of promise defensively, a lot of ability on the middle infield and also at the hot corner last night. Takes that one upstairs, 3-0. He's also shown off the power with that first home run coming in this series. Now Garrett Hill kicks, fires, 3-0. That one in there for a strike. Goodwin not having the green light. Goodwin, Beltre, and Duran. 5-6-7 hitters due up in this half inning for Dunedin. Hill kicks, fires. Caught and a miss. Upper outside corner. Couldn't connect on the fastball. Now a full count. Back-to-back strikes after starting off the count 3-0 for Garrett Hill. The wind has shifted a few times already in this first inning. Started off blowing straight in from right field after it was blowing in from center field. That one misses off the plate. Good take by Goodwin. He draws the leadoff walk. That'll put a runner on. Nobody out for Manuel Beltre. Now, according to the flags on the batter's eye, it looks like it's slightly blowing out to center field at the moment. One One on, nobody out. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch to Manuel Beltre. In the air towards right center. Coming in is the right fielder, Jose De La Cruz. He'll settle and make the grab for out number one. Now Eduard Duran stepping in for the first time tonight. This afternoon, I should say. So used to night games. Definitely not used to 1 p.m. start times. First 1 o'clock start time we've had all year long. Righty kicks, fires. That one a ground ball left side of the mound. Picked up by the shortstop. Santana over to first in time, but Goodwin's able to scamper on to second base, getting himself in scoring position on the 6-3 putout. Right off the end of the bat, might have broke it for Duran. Now Bryce Arnold, today's DH, stepping in for the first time. An RBI opportunity for Arnold. Righty-righty matchup again. Four righties in a row, starting with the leadoff man of this inning. First pitch, that one in there for a called strike. Oh, and one to start it off. Arnold playing in his 11th game for Dunedin this year. Lines that one up and into right center field. They're going to wave around Goodwin. Picked up by Pellegrin. The throw is going to be to the plate. It's down the third base line. And did he get the tag? He did. Donnie Murphy at third base waved around Goodwin. The throw is up the third base line, but a good pick by Rothenberg. And got the spinning tag on the back of Goodwin to keep the game's first run off the board. We'll head to the bottom of the second here at Joker Marchant Stadium. Both teams knocking at the door in the last attempt at the plate. Bottom of the second inning coming up here at Joker Marchant Stadium. Rafael Hashi back out for his second inning worth of work when we return.
Are you ready to turn your love for driving into a paycheck every Friday? Academy Bus is hiring professional drivers at $18 an hour with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Visit the careers page at academybus.com to apply now. Academy Bus, from Boston to Miami, we know the way. Academy Bus, the official bus service of your Dunedin Blue Jays.
Told you that I never would. Told you I changed. Even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay. Need you to stay. I get drunk, wake up, I'm wasted still. I realize the time that I wasted here. I feel like you can't feel the way I feel. I'll be f***ed up if you can't be right here. You can't be right. Yeah. I do the same thing. I told you that I never would. I told you I changed. Even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay. Need you to stay. Yeah. I do the same thing. I told you that I never would. I told you I changed. Even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay. Need you to stay.
Yeah. We're back here. Bottom of the second. Rafael Hashi back out for a second inning worth of work. No runs after a leadoff walk in the first for Ohashi. Kicks, fires, first pitch to Jose De La Cruz. That one misses off the plate outside. 1-0 to start him off. 5-6-7 hitters due up in this half inning for Lakeland. De La Cruz, Sequeira, and Bastidas. Two righties and a switch hitter at the end. Ohashi kicks, fires the 1-0. That one missed in the dirt. Now a 2-0 count. Pitches in the first inning for Ohashi, able to get out without any damage. Caught and a miss, a big hack of that one by De La Cruz. Now a 2-1 count to the righty. De La Cruz has been a solid hitter all year long for the Flying Tigers. 253 average, 7 home runs, and 39 RBIs. That one, a line shot right side. That's going to get in to right field for a leadoff single. De La Cruz was in on the hands and just far enough away from Brennan Orff to get into the outfield for the leadoff knock. Now Manuel Sequeira is going to step in with a runner on first and nobody out. Back-to-back innings with the leadoff man aboard for the Flying Tigers. First hit of the ball game for Lakeland. Now Manuel Sequeira, one on, nobody out. Ohashi comes set. Move over to first, and back in time is De La Cruz. Sequeira playing in his 53rd game of the year. He cuts and misses at that one. 0-1 to start him off. On the year, .219 average. 6 home runs, 33 RBIs. Out of the stretch, Ohashi. The 0-1. That one upstairs. Slider tried to drop it in, but left it too high. 1-1, the count evens up. As each game in the Florida State League started an hour before us. We'll take a look around there real quick as that one's fouled back to the netting. Now a 1-2 count to Sequeira. Daytona currently up on Jupiter. 3-0 in the top of the sixth. Tampa's got a 4-1 lead over Clearwater there in the middle of the fourth inning. And Fort Myers currently crushing Bradenton 8-1 at Hammond Stadium, with Fort Myers looking for the split after Bradenton took 3 out of the first 4. That one cut at and missed. Slider in the dirt. Down swinging goes Sequeira. First K for Ohashi. That'll put Abel Bastidas in the box. 1-1 away. And then finally, St. Lucie with a 4-0 lead over the Palm Beach Cardinals at Clover Park. Righty-lefty matchup with a switch-hitting Bastidas in the box. Move over to first again. De La Cruz back in safely. Throw was a little bit wide of the first base bag. Brennan Orff had to reach out to his left. First disengagement for Ohashi here. Righty kicks, fires, first pitch. In the air, left side. That's going to get up and out of play. A little too much carry on it. An 0-1 count to Bastidas. Bastidas playing in his 54th game of the year. Just one home run, 14 RBIs, but 12 doubles and a triple. Righty kicks, fires. There goes the runner into center field. That ball goes. Brayden Berry's going to time it up. He'll make the grab, and De La Cruz is going to scamper back to first base. Now two down. Carlos Pellegrin, now the center fielder, stepping in for the first time today. Another righty-righty matchup. Pellegrin, 43 games played, now his 44th first pitch. That one misses, taking for a ball to start it off 1-0. He, like Mike Rothenberg, has been up and down with the Flying Tigers over the past 3 years. 23 years old, out of Cuba. That one just missed. Now 2-0 count to Pellegrin. Signed with the Tigers as an international free agent back in January of 2021. In his third professional season. Now move over to first. Close play, but De La Cruz back in safely. Took off on that batted ball by Bastidas before he was forced to go back on the fly out to center field. Righty kicks, fires. That one missed. 3-0 now the count. Now all three have been just above the zone, according to Davion Fry. Waiting for the third one to populate on game day. The first two were in fact, above the zone. That one lined towards right. That's going to hold up long enough, and it pops out of the mitt of Jace Borfin. Over to third goes De La Cruz. He laid out for the grab, able to keep it in front of him, but not able to keep the squeeze. Pellegrin with the green light on 3-0. That's going to put runners on the corners. Now two down for J.D. McLaughlin, the nine-hole hitter. Runners on first and third. Two down here in the second inning. Ohashi trying to keep Lakeland off the board here through two. That one just missed off the plate. 1-0 to start off McLaughlin. J.D. McLaughlin, today's center fielder, rather left fielder for the Flying Tigers. 20th round pick back in 2021 out of Central Arizona Junior College. That one misses down low. In his first full season at the single-A level, 40 games, a 185 average, a home run, and 9 RBIs. He's got a chance to get into double digits in that category. Righty kicks deals. That one in there. Slider on the outer third. Gets one in there for a strike now. A 2-1 count for Ohashi. Move over to first, and back in time is Carlos Pellegrin. First disengagement for Ohashi of this at-bat to McLaughlin. Wind's now blowing almost straight out towards left field. A little right to left. Caught and a miss there. Another slider by Ohashi. Now 2-2 count. It evens up. Two balls, two strikes. Ohashi a pitch away from getting out of this with leaving runners on the corners. There goes the runner from second. Then now in between second and third, they're going to have to tag him quick. The run comes in to score. They get the runner in between first and second, but he held it up long enough for De La Cruz to come in and score that run. A misplay there by the Blue Jays infield. And Lakeland takes the game's first lead. It's 1-0. We'll head to the top of the third here at Joker Marchant Stadium. Lakeland up. We're back here in the top of the third. Jaden Rudd's going to lead things off. Lakeland taking a 1-0 lead on that first and third steal play. Carlos Pellegrin did his job, held up the play as long as he could. And he was able to, in time for De La Cruz, to charge home and get to the plate before Pellegrin was tagged out. 1-0 to start off Rudd. 9-1-2 hitters due up in this half inning. Garrett Hill back out for his third inning worth of work. That one in there. Now 1-1 count. No runs on two walks and one hit. Defensive assist by Carlos Pellegrin to end the second inning, getting Nick Goodwin out of the plate. That one drops in there. Outside corner. Really nice backdoor slider by the righty. Now 1-2 the count. Ball and two strikes, the count to Jaden Rudd. Batting 203 on the year, couple home runs and 30 RBIs. And the pitch. That one, did he get a piece of? He did, but it stayed in the mitt of Mike Rothenberg. One up, one down via the K. Second strikeout of the afternoon for Garrett Hill, and that's going to bring up the top of the order, Braden Berry. Top of the order back up. Braden Berry flew out to center field to lead off the ball game. 0 for 1. That one in there for a called strike. 0 and 1 to start him off. Berry just 21 years of age. Eighth round pick by the Blue Jays this July out of WVU, West Virginia. Cuts and misses of that one. Fastball now 0 and 2. Playing in his third game for Dunedin. He also played 7 games in the Complex League, just like Jace Borifin. They've had about the same schedule. They definitely have with the Blue Jays. 4 of 8 at the plate for a .500 average. Walk 3 Ks. That one, fly ball towards right. Right there is De La Cruz. He'll settle, make the grab, and that'll be out number 2. That's going to bring up Tucker Thoman up for the second time. Switch hitter will bat from the left side against Hill again. Flew out to right field on a well-hit ball. But Jose De La Cruz was positioned perfectly. Was able to run it down pretty easily in the right center field gap. Righty kicks, fires, first pitch. That one misses. 1-0 to start off Thoman. Thoman, like the majority of this Blue Jays lineup, has hit a bit of a lull over the last month and a half. Takes that one low for a ball as well, 2-0. Batted just 200 in the month of August, rather month of July, and now batting just 125 in this month of August. Last 4 weeks have been pretty tough at the plate all around as we get to the later stages of this Florida State League season. It's the first time that most of these guys are playing over 100 games. Thoman, the team leader in games played, he's got 93 now. That one misses, a 4-pitch walk. Third walk of the day issued by Garrett Hill. There's a righty warming up the pen. This will, in all likelihood, be Garrett Hill's last inning. Now Jace Borifin. Stepping in for the second time, he drew a walk and a full count, his only time up, 0-0. Runner on first and 2 down. Righty-lefty matchup, Hill kicks, fires, first pitch is in there for a called strike, 0-1 to start off Borifin. Thoman not really a threat to steal, taking his lead off first base. The 0-1 misses down low with the breaking ball. Evens it up 1-1. Thoman, however, 5 for 5 on the year. Doesn't go a ton, but he's done it in some pretty good situations. The 1-1, caught in a miss out in front of that changeup. 1-2 now, the count to Jace. One ball, 2 strikes. Garrett Hill comes set trying to get through 3. The pitch, caught and a miss. Another nice changeup. Got Borifin swinging out in front Third strikeout of the afternoon for Garrett Hill. That'll likely be all we'll see from him. The Blue Jays leave a runner on first to end the third inning. We'll head to the bottom half of this third. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network live here in Lakeland. We're back here in the bottom of the third. J.D. McLaughlin, the nine-hole hitter, he was at the plate during that first and third steal play that saw the third out of the inning, but also the first run of the game come in. He'll come in to resume his AB with a fresh count. First pitch by Ohashi in his third inning worth of work. Misses upstairs for a ball 1-0 to start it off. Goes down as an earned run against Rafael Ohashi, but he wasn't too happy with how the infield handled that play. I was looking at him. He was gloved to the face, but he hid his emotions pretty well, which you have to do as a pitcher. Can't let the infield know that you're frustrated with him. You have to back your guys. Now the 2-0. That one in there. Inside corner. Take it for a strike. Now 2-1 count to McLaughlin. McLaughlin had what would have been a full count. Now the 2-1. Checking his swing. Did he go around? He didn't, says Alex Lowry. Now it's a 3-1. Only one challenge today so far. Unsuccessfully by Lakeland in the top half of the first inning. Now Hashi kicks, fires, 3-1. That one missed inside. Really, really close. McLaughlin draws the leadoff walk. Now three consecutive innings with the leadoff man aboard for Lakeland. That's going to bring up the top of the order, Christian Santana. Second walk of the day issued by Ohashi. Narrow misses, but they were misses according to game day. Now move over to first. McLaughlin back in with a head first dive. He is a threat to take off. 10 of 10 this year. There he goes. Throw down to second by Duran's. A good one and not in time. McLaughlin able to get that left hand underneath the tag of Nick Goodwin. Now he's on second with his 11th stolen base of the year. An 0-1 count to Christian Santana, but a runner in scoring position to start off this inning. Santana drew a walk to lead off the bottom half of the first inning. He stole a bag himself, but got stranded at second base. Ohashi kicks, fires. That one upstairs. Now a 1-1 count. Even with Seth Stevenson not in the lineup this afternoon, Lakeland still with a couple stolen bases. Now three on the day. The pitch in the air towards the right side of the infield. Brendan Orff's going to settle. Now he's called off by Nick Goodwin. He'll make the grab right there on the infield grass, and that's one away. Best case scenario on a ball up in the air, stays in the infield and forced to stay at second base is J.D. McLaughlin. Now Jim Jarvis stepping in for the second time. Flew out to center his only time up. 0 for 1 on the day. Righty-lefty matchup. The only true lefty in the Lakeland order. Ohashi staring towards second. Steps off in that direction, but no throw. That'll be his first disengagement. Righty comes set. Kicked, fires. Looking to lay down a bunt. Left side foul. Jarvis again trying to push a bunt with the infield shaded over to the right side against him. Be an 0-1 count to start him off. The first pitch he saw this afternoon, he attempted a bunt. And Ohashi kicked it away from foul territory. Now the 0-1, swinging that time, he grounds it foul right side. Now down in the count, 0-2. The Blue Jays can play the defense that they want against Jim Jarvis with a true 0-2 count. No balls, two strikes. Strikeout here would be huge for Ohashi. With that runner at second base. And the 0-2 pitch. Line shot right to Beltre. And he dives and tags the bag. Doubled up on the line out to short. Beltre beats McLaughlin back to the second base bag. Tapping that glove on the base to end the inning. Lakeland goes down in order in dramatic fashion. We'll head to the top of the fourth, a third of the way through this ballgame here in Lakeland. Flying Tigers up 1-0. We'll be back for the fourth inning.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
I'm on an island, even when you're close. Can't take the silence, I'd rather be alone. I think it's pretty plain and simple. We gave it all we could. It's time I wave goodbye from the window. Let's end this like we shouldn't say we.
We're back here in the top of the fourth. We go from one Garrett on the mound for Lakeland to another Garrett on the mound for Lakeland. Garrett Apker, 23-year-old out of Woodland Hills, California. He's going to be the new pitcher as that one's fouled. It bounced off of the back foot of Brennan Orff on a check swing. 0-1 to start him off. Garrett Hill gets through three. Walks three, gives up a hit, but no runs. Along with three strikeouts. Now Apker on for the 24th time this year. 21st for Lakeland, that one he sends way over his catcher's head back to the backstop. A 1-1 count. 1-3 this year for Lakeland with an 8.04 ERA through 43 and two-thirds. Also 0-2 on save opportunities. He's also started six games. That one fouled back to the screen. Now 1-2 count. We've already seen Apker once in this series. We saw him in Game 2 Wednesday night. He went an inning and a third, giving up nothing. That one, a broken back grounder over to first, picked up on the second attempt by Manuel Sequeira. He booted it the first time, but kept it right in front of him, and that'll be out number one. Now Nick Goodwin, the second baseman, stepping in for the second time. Time called, as there's still a baseball on the field. Picked up by the Lakeland pitching coach, Nick Green, and now we're ready to go. Goodwin reached on a full count walk his first time up. Made it all the way to third, but was out of the plate on that defensive set. That one he slices towards right. That's going to drop for a base hit. A one-out single for Nick Goodwin. Puts a runner on, one away for Manuel Beltre. First pitch, Goodwin sees. He sends it the other way, getting himself aboard. Now Beltre stepping in for the second time. 0-for-1, a fly out to right field. Righty-righty matchup. Apker kicks, fires. That one in the dirt, 1-0. Apker taking his time. Now kicks, fires. That one ripped towards left. Actually cut by the third baseman. Now throw second in time. First not in time. What a play by Abel Bastidas picking that up. Thought for sure that was getting down the left field line. Goes down as a 5-4 fielder's choice. Beltre with enough speed to beat out the double play. I can't believe that was fielded by Abel Bastidas. It one-hopped right in front of his mitt. He's able to corral it, get the lead runner. So one on and two down now for Eduard Duran. Righty kicks, fires, first pitch. That one off the plate outside for a ball, 1-0. Duran grounded out to short, his only time out. Move over to first and late to get back, but still in time was Beltre. First disengagement for Apker. Now the righty kicks, fires, the 1-0, misses off the plate. That one in there. Fastball right at the knees. Taken for a strike by Duran. One on, two down. 2-1 count after the righty. Moves over to first again. Beltre back in for the second time. Two disengagements this at-bat for Garrett Apker. Beltre can take a little bit of a bigger lead now, knowing that if Apker goes over again and doesn't get him, it's ruled a balk. The 2-1. That one off the plate. 3-1 the count to Duran. Would not be surprised if we saw Beltre take off at some point here. It's been solid. Stealing bags, 10 of 12 this season. He stays put, fouled back to the screen. Now a full count. He'll get a head start anyway. Duran fouls up, fouls off. 91 up in the zone. Now the righty comes set again. Beltre takes off the payoff pitch. That one low for ball four. Bryce Beltre into second base. Now Bryce Arnold stepping in. Runners on first and second. Two down here. Had what looked off the bat to be an RBI single. But Carlos Pellegrin was quick to field it and get the ball back to the plate, where Nick Goodwin was tagged out trying to score. So no RBI, but he's one for one on the day. Now disengagement for Apker. Runners on first and second, two down here, top half of the fourth inning. The ready kicks fires, checking the swing, and they're saying it went off the bat. No argument from Bryce Arnold. Got a piece of it, tried to get the bat out of the way, but he couldn't. Now Apker taking his time, kicks fires. That one low and outside. Rothenberg, a good job to keep that one from getting to the backstop. Evens up the count 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. That one low and outside. It bounced that time. But again, Rothenberg able to keep that in the glove. 2-1 the count. Blue Jays with another RBI opportunity. They've had at least a runner aboard in all four innings now. The pitch, line shot, left side. That gets down for base hit. They're waving around Beltre. Picked up by McLaughlin. Throw is not going to be to the plate. It's going to be cut off. And an RBI single for Bryce Arnold. His second hit of the day ties it up here in the fourth. Arnold now 2-for-2. That's going to get Nick Green out of the dugout for the Flying Tigers. Going to go talk to Garrett Apker. It's going to be Jaden Rudd stepping in, the 9-hole hitter. Arnold with his fifth RBI of the season. He finds himself on first base with Edouard Duran moving up to second. It's also the second career multi-hit game for Bryce Arnold. 22-year-old out of Hamilton, Ontario, by way of Campbell University, the alma mater of Dineen Blue Jay Ryan Chassie. So now everybody's back to where they need to be. Runners on first and second still. Now a tie ball game, 1-1 here in the fourth. Jaden Rudd stepping in for the second time. He struck out on a fouled tip, his only time up. That one, throw back to second, and it was high. Duran almost caught sleeping there off the second base bag. Late dive back, but the high pickoff throw gave him an extra half second to get back into the second base bag. Now first pitch to Jaden's inside. He gets out of the way 1-0. RBI opportunity here for Jaden Rudd. Potentially a chance to put the Blue Jays up for the first time today. He takes that one upstairs. Now a 2-0 count. Righty-lefty matchup. Apker comes set. Kicks, fires. High up in the air towards shallow right. And Anderson can't find it. Now I think he does. And he'll settle and make the grab. Right there on the clay. And that will end the inning. But the Blue Jays tie things up on the RBI single by Bryce Arnold, scoring Manuel Beltre from second base. We'll head to the bottom half of the fourth here at Joe Camarchin Stadium. Tied 1-1.
Put you into the spotlight. myself enough love.
We're back here in the bottom of the fourth, a tie ball game after the RBI single by Bryce Arnold in the top half of this frame. Now Rafael Hashi back even for his second time. First pitch, that one upstairs. 1-0 to start off Max Anderson. Anderson 0-1, flew out to center field his only time up. Righty kicks, fires, that one missed low and inside. Now a 2-0 count to Anderson. Ohashi has looked good so far, just two hits allowed. That one in the air towards right. Borfin's going to settle and make the grab for out number one. Third pitch of the inning. Ohashi now at 46 on the day. One up, one down. Now the switch hitter, Mike Rothenberg, who lined out to second on a really nice play made by Nick Goodwin, a leaping grab to keep a run off the board in the first frame. One up, one down, righty-lefty matchup. Ohashi kicks, fires, first pitch, low and outside for a ball, 1-0 to start off Rothenberg. That one, he misses with the breaking ball, couldn't get that upper outside corner of the zone. Makes it a 2-0 count. That one misses up and out as well. Ohashi, three straight balls to start off Rothenberg. He's gotten a hit in all four games he's played in this series coming into today. Five of 16 this series. Checks his swing, and did he go around? He didn't. He draws the four-pitch walk. That's going to bring up Jose De La Cruz. He singled into right field his only time up. Came around and scored the only run of the day for Lakeland. Righty-righty matchup for De La Cruz. Ohashi kicks, fires, caught, and a miss. Breaking ball got him out in front. 0-1 to start him off. De La Cruz playing in his fifth game of this series. He's now got hits in 4 out of 5. Pops that one back and out of play. Now quickly down 0-2 is De La Cruz. Had a homer in game 3. A solo shot. Now Ohashi comes set. 0-2 the count. Righty kicks, fires. That one in there. Called strike 3, and De La Cruz is going to ask for a challenge. Turning around is Davion Frye, and it's in there. So Lakeland down to their final challenge here in this fourth inning. Now it's going to be Manuel Sequeira. Righty kicks, fires, first pitch way up high. Theron had to get up out of his stance. Keep that one for the backstop. 1-0 to start off Sequeira. Just the second strikeout of the day for Rafael Ohashi. 1-2 down. The righty kicks, fires, the 1-0. Up in the air, high up towards left center. Out there is Braden Berry. He's going to call off Jaden Rudd in left center field gap. He'll make the grab, and that will end the inning. Ohashi works around the one-out walk, gets the next two guys out on the strikeout looking of De La Cruz and the flyout by Manuel Sequeira. We'll head to the bottom, rather top half of the fifth through four. It's a 1-1 ball game. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Tracks shooting BBs at old beer cans, choking on the smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man. We were football flunkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up the stereos,
singing loud and proud to give me three steps, simple man and Curtis Slow. We were good, you know. Got some discount knowledge at the junior college where we majored in beer and girls. It was all real funny till we ran out of money and they threw us out into the world. Yeah, the kids that thought they'd run this town ain't running much of anything. Just loving and laughing and busting our asses, and we call it all living the dream. But these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's the way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. These are my people. Well, we take it all week on the chin with a grin till we make it to a Friday night. And it's church league softball, holler about a bad call, preacher breaking up a fight. Then later on at the Green Light Tavern, well, everybody's gathering his friends. And the beers are pouring until Monday morning, and we start it all over again. And these are my people. This is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's the way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. These are my feet.
We're back here in the top of the fifth. Garrett Apgar back out for a second inning worth of work. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires first pitch to Braden Berry in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off the center fielder. Up for the third time, 0-2, two flyouts. 1-1 ball game here through four. Righty kicks, fires. That one in there as well. Slider caught the outside corner. Now down in the count, 0-2 is Braden Berry. Righty kicks, fires, now the 0-2. That one missed low and inside. Time called to the plate by Berry. Now a 1-2 count to him. Top third in the order due up in this half inning. Berry, Toman, and Borifin. After kicks, fires, that one skips in the dirt. Evens it up 2-2. Blue Jays scoring the tying run in the top half of the last frame. The Bryce Arnold RBI single, leaving two runners on. Now the 2-2. In the air right side, up and out of play. Berry fights it off, stays alive. He earns the right to see another. Apker. Out of the windup. The 2-2 pitch. Fouled off again. Berry fighting it off, staying alive for the second straight pitch. I almost said second straight base, and that would not have worked. 2-2. Berry trying to reach for the third straight ball game. The pitch grounds that one right side. It's picked up by Sequeira. On the ground, he steps on the bag for the 3-0, and that's one up, one down. Tucker Toman stepping in for the third time. 0-1 with a walk. Flew out on a full count. His first time up, drew a four-pitch walk the last time. Lefty-righty matchup with a switch hitter. Apker kicks, fires. First pitch to Toman's taken inside for a ball. 1-0 to start him off. Not a lot of action in this ballgame yet. A lot like last night. It was 1-1 heading the bottom half of the ninth. That one, a hard hit ground ball right side. It's just to the right of the first base bag. Alex Lowry throws up his hands, calls the play dead. It was fielded by Sequeira, who would have had an easy route to first for another 3-0. But instead, Toman pulled it just enough. 1-1 the count. Righty Righty stares in. The 1-1 pitch. That one off the plate. Change up. And another miss. Went right back with a changeup, almost the exact same location. Now a 3-1 hitters count for Tucker Thoman. Now tied for the team lead in home runs after Beltre's homer the other night. 3-1 pitch. That one's in there. He watches it go by. Now a full count. Time called at the plate by Thoman. He'll take an extra few seconds. Takes a warm-up hack. And now digs back in. Full count. Nobody on. One away. Apker. Full count pitch. In the air. Left side. That's going to get up and out of play. Thoman fights that one off. Stays alive. He'll see a seventh pitch. And two again. The pitch. Upstairs. Another walk drawn by Thoman. Back-to-back walks on full counts for today's third baseman. He'll jog on over to first, and that'll bring up Jace Borifin, the right fielder, up for the third time himself. 0 for 1 rather on the day with a walk and a strikeout. Lefty-righty matchup. Apker now back out of the stretch. Kicks, fires, first pitch. That one and taken on the inside corner. 0-1. Borifin doesn't use the challenge. Now the 0-1. That one low and inside. Definitely missed. Jace Borifin with his fourth professional home run. He had one in the Complex League. Now one in each game he's played for the Blue Jays. That one clips the front elbow of Brennan Orff. And he'll take first base on the hit by pitch. That's going to prompt Nick Green to come out of the dugout. Runner on first and one away. Borifin, who had 21 career homers in college. First year at Oklahoma, he had 2. And then 3 in his second year at Arkansas. That being his sophomore year. First year at Arkansas. And 16. He really found the power in his junior year of college. 16 homers in his final season with the Razorbacks. Now Nick Goodwin stepping in. One on and one away, a righty-righty matchup. Blue Jays up by 2. Out of the stretch, Apker kicks, fires, first pitch. That one almost hit Goodwin. Gets that front arm out of the way. That one misses up and out. Borifin now through 3 games. 3 homers, 7 RBIs, as well as a double sprinkled on top there. That one missing off the plate. Making a case for potential player of the week despite only playing 3 games in this series. Going to give the people at MILB something to think about. Not sure exactly what they like more, if it's the counting stats or games played in a series for the hitter, or if it's game-by-game production, because nobody's going to have him beat this week. 3-1 the count to Goodwin. Move over to first, and back in easily is Orff. Three balls, a strike, a good hitter's count for Goodwin. The pitch. That one upstairs, ball 4. And that's going to get Andrew Graham out of the dugout for the Flying Tigers. That's probably going to be it for Apker. They had someone warming up. Wait for the signal for Graham. And he points in the direction of Alex Lowry, who will then jog towards the outfield grass. And that will be it for Garrett Apker. He goes an inning and a third, giving up all three runs. The Blue Jays have scored. One in the fourth, now two in the fifth, and he leaves with two runners aboard. New pitcher for the Flying Tigers. When we return, you're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We're back here in the top of the fifth. Blue Jays with a 3-1 lead. Borfin with the two-run bomb, a hit batter, and a walk have knocked Garrett Apker out of this ballgame. First pitch by Jose Diaz, the new arm for the Flying Tigers, misses for a ball. 1-0 to start off Manuel Beltre. Runners on first and second, still only one away. Righty kicks, fires. Caught and a miss. Fastball blew it by Beltre now. One in, one the count. And the pitch, that one skips. Now two balls, a strike. Orff on second base, Goodwin on first. Jose Diaz on for the 29th time, a 6.14 ERA through 36 and two-thirds so far this season. A 2-1 win-loss record. Second time we're seeing him this series. Now in a ground ball foul, left side. Now a 2-2 count and evens up. He pitched in game one. He's the one who blew the save, let the Blue Jays come back into the ballgame before Mike Rothenberg ended up coming back to bail him out in that game one walk-off. Went just a third of an inning. Gave up three runs on just one hit. Hit a batter, walked two. Now the 2-2 pitch. Line shot towards right center. That could fall. That will be caught. Was it caught? It was. Throw back over to second. They're going to double up Orff. My goodness, what a catch by Jose De La Cruz. Robs a base hit of Beltre and keeps a run off the board for the Blue Jays at the least one run. So we'll head to the bottom half of the fifth, halfway through this ball game, but the Blue Jays take the lead 3-1 on the two-run shot by Jace Borfin. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network live here on the road in Lakeland.
Lay back and smell the sun.
We're back here in the bottom of the fifth. Rafael Hashi back out for his fifth inning worth of work. Now with a two-run cushion. The righty kicks, fires. First pitch is upstairs for a ball. 1-0 to start off Abel Bastidas. Bottom third of the order, 7-8-9. Bastidas, Pellegrin, and McLaughlin all due up in this half inning. Bastidas 0-1, a fly out to center field, and is only at bat so far. Takes that one upstairs as well. 2-0 the count. Jace Borfin, the man of the hour out there in right field, putting the Blue Jays on top with his third homer and his third game played at the single-A level. One in each. Both of them, or all three of them, rather, have been for multiple runs. Two-run homer's first time, a three-run homer his second, and a two-run homer in the top half of this inning. Righty kicks, fires. That one inside. Now a 3-0 count to Bastidas. Beltre broke the streak of the leadoff man reaching against him. The top half of the last inning, now 3-0 count. He's in danger of walking the first guy on. That one in there on the inside corner. 3-1 the count. Bastidas thought it was inside, but with just one challenge remaining, he's not going to use it. Lakeland with only one left. Blue Jays have all three. They've yet to challenge a pitch. That one upstairs. He gets the walk just to pitch later. Fourth walk of the game, rather, for Ohashi. That's going to put a runner on. Nobody out for Carlos Pellegrin. Move over to first, and it was high. Gloved by Orff. Went back down for the tag, but that gave Bastidas an extra half second to get back into the bag. If not, it's a very close play. They might have had him. Ohashi out of the stretch. Another move over, and no, they don't. I thought they had him. Another hesitation there by Bastidas. But Alex Lowry said he got back into the bag. Pellegrin, now the first pitch you'll see, pops it up right side. That's going to get up and out of play. 0-1 to start him off. Already two disengagements. Ohashi's got to be careful if he wants to go over again. That's going to give Bastidas an extra half step probably for the rest of this at bat. Ohashi kicks, fires. Foul tip. That one popped off the top of the mask of Duran. He gets right up. He's okay. Glancing blow. Now an 0-2 count. No balls, two strikes. And the pitch. Ground ball left side, could be two. Picked up by Toman. Over to second for one. First is in time. A 5-4-3 double play. Wipes away that leadoff walk. Now two down for J.D. McLaughlin. That's going to bring up McLaughlin. Now base is empty. And two down. Reached on a walk, stole a bag. And his only time up. He was also doubled off second on that line shot to Manuel Beltre. First pitch, he fouls back into the screen. 0-1 to start him off. Ohashi has pitched really well so far today. 65 pitches now. Here, two outs into this fifth inning. Only two hits allowed. Has walked four, but he's been able to work around him for the most part. Ground ball left side. That'll be picked up by Beltre. Throw across in time to get McLaughlin by a half step, and that'll end the inning. Flying Tigers go down in order. We'll head to the top of the sixth. Here in Lakeland, the Blue Jays up by two. It's 3-1. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network live on the road.
Put your out, baby, 'cause Anytime I see you, let me know. But the plan and see, just let me go. I'm on my knees when I'm begging, 'cause I don't wanna lose you. Hey, yeah. Da, 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 da. 'Cause I'm begging, begging you. I put your love in the hand now, baby. I'm begging, begging you. I put your love in the hand now, darling. I need you to understand. Try so hard to be your man, the kind of man you want in the end. Only then can I begin to live again. An empty shell I used to be, the shadow all my life was hanging over me. A broken man that I don't know, won't even stand, I never stand to be my soul. Why we chilling? Why we?
We're back here in the top of the sixth. Edouard Duran's going to lead things off for Dunedin. Blue Jays have scored in the last two innings, one in the fourth, two in the fifth. Now Jose Diaz, first pitch, that one, misses off the plate, 1-0. He got officially the final two outs of that fifth inning, but only faced one batter, the flyout on that diving play by Jose De La Cruz to rob Manuel Beltre of a base hit at the least. That one in there, now 1-1. And they doubled up Brendan Orff at second base to end the inning. Righty kicks, fires. That one misses in the dirt. 2-1 the count. The final line for Garrett Apker. An inning and a third, three hits, three runs, all earned. Three walks and a no Ks. Currently in line for the loss. That one chopped foul by Duran to even out the count 2-2. Now on a ground ball right side off the end of the bat, picked up by Anderson. Over to first in time for the 4-3 putout, and that'll be out number one. Now Bryce Arnold stepping in for the third time, 2-for-2. Single to right center's first time up, and an RBI single his last time up to put the Blue Jays, rather to tie it up at the time, 1-1, bringing in the Blue Jays' first run. Now facing his third different pitcher of the game, first pitch, that one inside for a ball 1-0. Righty-righty matchup out of the stretch. Jose Diaz kicks, fires. That one in there. Top of the zone. Evens it up 1-1. Jaden Rudd, bottom of the order, waiting on deck. Now the 1-1. That one yanked low and outside. 2-1 the count. Taking another look around the Florida State League. Tampa with now a 9-5 lead over the Threshers in Tampa. Bradenton starting to come back against Fort Myers. It's now 9-4. That one chopped foul towards his own dugout. Now a 2-2 count. It evens up again. St. Lucie still holding on to their lead, 6-2 against Palm Beach. And Daytona and Jupiter have gone final. Daytona had a 3-0 lead. Jupiter scored 3 in the 7th to tie it up, then 2 in the 8th to take the lead. Ended up going 1-2-3 in the top half of the ninth to seal up that two-run win. Caught in a miss there on that fastball. Down swinging goes Arnold. First time he's been retired today. First strikeout for Jose Diaz. That'll bring up Jaden Rudd. Four outs on just three batters faced for Jose Diaz. Now Rudd stepping in for the third time, also facing his third separate pitcher. Tries to hold his swing, but couldn't stop the bat. 0-1 as he went too far around on that pitch low and outside. Now the 0-1 in the air, left side. Staying right where he started is J.D. McLaughlin, taking one step in. He'll make the grab, and that'll end the inning. 1-2-3 go the Blue Jays. Bottom of the sixth coming up here at Joker Martian Stadium. Dunedin leads 3-1. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
I'd be like, geez, sunset on the beach. Make me wanna pull up on Miami with the heat. I don't know about you. Something's happening inside of me. Excellence, yeah, it's gotta be. Hot and cold, it's dichotomy. Rock with me, we some prodigies. La-di-da-di, we party. They hear us down in the lobby. We try to tell them to join us. And if they don't, they'll be sorry. No time to be out of hating. It's history in the making. I'm loving on all the options. Fight everything that they're saying. My mama proud as she ought to be. Elton John keep on calling me. But even if he didn't, she still think we hit the lottery. Don't need diamonds to be cold. I'm like, oh, you just gotta let it show. Run it back and let's reload. I'll be like, sheesh, sunset on the beach. Make me wanna pull up on Miami with the heat. I don't know about you, but I know about me. Summertime in Florida, catch me sliding on the keys.
I'm sliding, my loose could kill, they violent. Look at me, look at me. I'm the captain and pilot. I'm on an island, private. Don't ask me what the vibe is. I can't define it, can't even put that stuff down and write it. Write it.
Yeah, sun shining, 24/7, clouds floating. Wait, is this heaven?
Didn't even die to get here, yeah. Looking for the top, it's so clear, yeah. Everything I need is right here, yeah.
We're back here in the bottom of the sixth inning. New pitcher for the Blue Jays, J.J. Sanchez, stepping in relief of Rafael Ohashi. Sanchez, a 23-year-old, by way of Texas A&M International and Southeastern University here in Lakeland. On for the fourth time this year, first pitch. He takes down low Christian Santana for a ball 1-0. Three appearances, now his fourth, three innings worth of work for Sanchez. Hasn't given up a hit or a run, just two walks and two Ks. Lefty kicks, fires, in the air, right side, in foul territory, Orff drifting over, and he can't find it. Now he does, and he recovers in time to make the grab. He lost it in the sun way up there. There is some bright white clouds as well. Very easy to lose a baseball, but good for him on recovering and making the grab for out number one. That's going to bring up Jim Jarvis up for the third time. 0-2, fly out in a line out double play. First pitch taken low for a ball. 1-0 to start off Jarvis. Fastball in the low to mid 90s for J.J. Sanchez. That one upstairs now. 2-0 the count. Max Anderson, the second baseman, waiting on deck. Top third in the order was due up now. One away. The righty kicks, rather lefty, chops that one foul. 2-1 now the count. Lefty-lefty matchup here. Sanchez versus Jarvis. Final line for Rafael Ohashi is a good one. As that one's fouled off by Jarvis again, now a 2-2 count. Five innings of one-run baseball for Rafael Ohashi. Just two hits. He did walk four, but worked around him really well. Two Ks as well. Currently in line for his third win of the year. Lefty kicks, fires, cut. Did he go around? He did. Tried to hold his swing, but Jarvis went too far around on that nasty slider by Sanchez. He's got his first K of the day, and that's going to bring up Max Anderson. Now, lefty-righty matchup. Sanchez comes set. Kicks, fires, first pitch. That one a line shot right side. That's a fair ball. Over towards the right field corner. It's picked up by Jace Borfin. He has trouble with it. Throw to second's not going to be in time. In there standing up with a two-out double is Max Anderson. That's his first hit of the ballgame. Also the first hit that J.J. Sanchez has ever given up as a pro. Runner in scoring position now. Two down for Mike Rothenberg. He'll bat from the right side for the first time today. 0 for 1. With a walk so far. First pitch, the slider in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Rothenberg. That one in the dirt. That one popped away from Duran, but got caught up on the body of Davion Fry. Hesitation there by Max Anderson. Keeping him at second base. And Davion Fry looks a little shaken up. They're going to give him some extra time. His partner in this two-man umpire crew, Alex Lowry, making his way closer to the plate to check up on Davion. Now a fresh set of baseballs for the home plate umpire to delay it even more, give him some extra time to get back his bearings. It's now a 1-1 count to Rothenberg. Now the 1-1. That one skips, and that one hit Mike Rothenberg, the back foot slider, playing in to what that pitch is referred to a little too much and hitting the back foot. So that'll put runners on first and second. Now two down for Jose De La Cruz. Another lefty-righty matchup. It'll be all righties the rest of the way for J.J. Sanchez. First pitch, cut at and missed. Fastball at 91 that time. 0-1 to start off Jose De La Cruz. 1-for-2 on the day with a run scored. Struck out looking on his last time while burning the second challenge. The 0-1 slider, that one in there. Backdoor at 81. Now De La Cruz down 0-2. He calls time. No balls, two strikes. The pitch by Sanchez, cut and a miss. Blew the fastball by him at 94 miles an hour. Gets his second K and leaves runners at first and second. We'll head to the top of the seventh, two-thirds of the way through this ball game here in Lakeland. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Dunedin up 3-1. We're back here in the top of the seventh. New pitcher again for the Flying Tigers is the right-hander number 35, Jesus Cruz. Righty kicks, fires first pitch to Braden Berry near the head. He gets out of the way. 1-0 to start him off. Cruz on for the 10th time this year for the Flying Tigers, a 3-0 record with a 2.31 ERA through 11 and two-thirds. Righty kicks, fires that one in there for a strike. Now 1-1 the count. We saw Cruz in game one of the series. He pitched a scoreless inning, but he did hit a batter and walk a batter. That one a ground ball left side. Backing up is Bastidas. Throw to first across the diamond is in time to get Berry. That'll be one up, one down. Now Tucker Thoman stepping in for the fourth time today. He's 0-1 with two walks and a run scored. Jace Borofin waiting on deck. Righty kicks, fires. First pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Thoman. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, deals. That one low. Evens it up 1-1. Final line for Jose Diaz. An inning and two-thirds. No runs on no hits. One strikeout. He faced just four batters and got five outs. Righty kicks, fires. Now on a tapper off the end of the bat. It popped off of Mike Rothenberg. 1-2 the count. All four pitchers have been right-handed for the Flying Tigers this afternoon. Ground ball right side. It's going to be picked up by Sequeira. Off-balance throw to first, and covering of the bag is Cruz for a nice 3-1 putout. Tough play for Sequeira. Moving to his right. Having to throw off the heels, and he gets a strong enough and accurate enough throw to Jesus Cruz. He was able to step on the first base bag for out number two. Now Jace Borofin, who's 1-for-2 today with a walk and a two-run shot. That put the Blue Jays up in the top half of the fifth inning. That's where it stands now. First pitch, that one skips 1-0. Righty-lefty matchup out of the windup. Cruz kicks, fires. That one up and out. All four of his hits as a Dunedin Blue Jay have been for extra bases. Three homers and a double. That one off the plate. 3-0. They're pitching around him. Rightfully so. 1-for-2 today. He's now 4-of-9 at the plate. And OPS is just going to keep getting higher and higher. Cruz kicks, fires. That one on the outside corner gets it in there for a strike. Now out of the windup, the 3-1 pitch. That one low and inside. Ball four, second walk drawn today by Jace Borofin. He's on for the third time. That's going to bring up Brennan Orff with a runner on first and two down. Righty-lefty matchup. Cruz out of the stretch for the first time. That one skips. Throw back over to first, and Borofin back in easily. Rothenberg couldn't get a lot on that throw from his knees, having to move around the left-handed batter as well. Now Borofin called time. Rather, Brennan Orff called time. He'll get back in the box. 1-0 the count. They didn't signal that was the official batter timeout, but Pretty sure it will be. That one ripped towards right. That's down for a base hit into the right field corner. And moving over to third is going to be Borfin. They're going to wave him around as De La Cruz having trouble. Throw to the plate is going to be to the right of the plate. And now it gets back to the backstop. Orff heading over to third. Throw is going to be late there. An RBI double for Brennan Orff. He reaches third on the air on the throw. And the Blue Jays extend their lead. It's now 4-1. Blue Jays up by three now. Two outs in the top of the seventh. Nick Goodwin with a runner on third. Brennan Orff with his fourth RBI of his professional career. Righty-righty matchup first pitch. That one hits Goodwin. He's gotten hit now twice today. Tosses the bat towards his own dugout in very rightfully so frustration. Now runners on the corners. Two down for Manuel Beltre. Took a fastball to the back at 93 miles an hour. Now Nick Green out of the dugout for the Flying Tigers. Still waiting to see exactly what the ruling was. They didn't put an error on the board. But I have a hard time believing it's going to be ruled as a triple for Brennan Orff. They end up ruling it a throwing error and a fielding error. So two errors on one play. So that might take away the RBI for Orff. And it will. So he doesn't get that fourth RBI. First pitch to Beltre in there for a strike. Typically, they don't call that fielding error when outfielder has trouble with it on the pickup. That one really close to the body of Beltre. He gets out of the way. Now 1-1. That one missing as well. Now a 2-1 count. Runners on the corners, two down. Chance for the Blue Jays to try and break this game open. Beltre with a good hitters count, 2-1. Was robbed of a base hit his last time up. Officially 0-3 on the day, reaching on a fielder's choice and scoring a run back in the fourth inning. That one now low, 3-1. An even better hitters count for Beltre. Edouard Duran waiting on deck. Cruz trying to limit the damage in this inning. They have a righty warming up in their pen. That one misses for a ball. That's going to load up the bags for Edouard Duran. No movement in the Lakeland dugout. So they're going to leave Cruz out here with the bases loaded. Beltre on for the second time. Time called at the plate. That'll count as a disengagement for Jesus Cruz, but with bases loaded, not really an issue. Bases full of birds, two gone in this top of the seventh. Righty kicks, fires. That one low for a ball, 1-0. That one in there catches the outside corner. 1-1. They've actually gone back and changed it to a single for Brennan Orff. So not even a double. I think that one's a little bit harsh. That one way up over the head of Duran. He ducks down. Now 2-1. In all likelihood, he probably would have made it into second. But they ruled an error on the field. and an error on the throw. 2-1 pitch. Caught and a miss. That evens it up 2-2. Bases loaded, two down, a 2-2 count. Blue Jays up by three, trying to extend it here in this seventh inning. Lakeland's been known to come back in this series. You definitely don't want to go down without your chips on the table. That one popped up back, coming back. Rothenberg's going to let it go. It's going to come back and bounce a few rows in front of my booth. So the count stays 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Cruz comes set. The pitch again. That one blooped right side. Out there, Sequeira. That's going to be caught. Oh, what a play by Manuel Sequeira. His body almost parallel with the ground as he readjusted and reached out, making the grab. That saves multiple runs from coming in to score for Dunedin. Manuel Sequeira with a heck of a play out there in shallow right field. We'll head to the bottom of the seventh. It's stretch time here in Lakeland. Blue Jays will have to settle for one. 4-1 the lead.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with South Bay Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 813-565-1000. That's 813-565-1000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call South Bay Medical Clinic now to qualify. 813-565-1000.
Down south to the land of the pines, I'm thumbing my way into North Carolina, staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Raleigh I can see my baby tonight. So right.
We're back here in the bottom of the seventh. New pitcher for the Blue Jays is the right-hander, number 10, Felipe Bello. He enters in relief of J.J. Sanchez. Out of the windup, the righty. That one inside. Now a 2-0 count to start off Manuel Sequeira. Manuel Sequeira, who made a heck of a grab to keep runs off the board in the top half of this frame, now stepping up to the plate. The 2-0. That one in there now, 2-1. Sequeira, Bastidas, and Pellegrin, the 6-7-8 hitters, due up in this half inning. Out of the windup, Bayo kicks deals. That one well off the plate, now 3-1. Final line for J.J. Sanchez. An inning's worth of work, one hit, no runs, no walks, and two Ks. 3-1, up in the air, in the infield, coming back, Duran, out there on the track, that's going to come back too far. Bounces on to the walkway and in front of my booth again, where it comes to a rest. Now a full count. Now Bayo staring in, starts the windup, 3-2 pitch. That one low, ball four. Leadoff walk issued to Manuel Sequeira. He'll take first base. Now Abel Bastidas stepping in for the third time. Bastidas 0-for-1 with a walk himself. He was doubled up on a ground ball double play by Carlos Pellegrin. Middle infield and double play depth for Dunedin. Simultaneously with the infield shaded over to the right side against the switch hitter batting from the left side against Bayo. First pitch missed inside, 1-0. Righty out of the stretch, kicks deals. In the air, left side, that's going to get up and out of play. One ball, one strike. Bayo, 23 years old from the DR. He's on for the 17th time this year for Dunedin. That one hammered towards right. Going back is Borofin. He turns. That one's going to one hop off the top of the wall. Extra bases for Bastidas. They're waving around the runner. Picked up by Goodwin. Throw to the plate. It's going to be close, and they got him. Goodwin with a cannon cuts down Sakara at the plate. Oh, a missile off that right hand of Nick Goodwin. Caught off the throw from Borofin and launched one to Duran. That keeps a run off the board and robs an RBI from Abel Bastidas and keeps it a three-run ball game. It goes 9-4-2 on the put out of the plate. Now Pellegrin stepping in with a runner on second. Bayo out of the stretch. Kicks, fires, first pitch to Pellegrin. Misses up and out for a ball. Runner in scoring position. Still here with one out in the bottom half of the seventh. Bayo comes set. Kicks, fires. In the air, right side, up and out of play. Now 1-1. Goodwin, who talked about earlier, has definitely shown his defensive ability and has sprinkled some power on top of that. Front row seat for that one, for his defensive ability, was Manuel Sakara. Now fake towards a throw to second. That one in there on the outside corner. Goodwin baiting Bastidas back to the bag. Now time called at the plate by Pellegrin. One ball, two strikes. J.D. McLaughlin, the nine-hole hitter, waiting on deck. Bayo trying to keep it a three-run ball game. And the pitch. That one off the plate. Almost got the swing. Changeup missing low and outside. 2-2 the count. Looking towards second now, turns, kicks, fires the 2-2. Hammered left side. Hook, keep hooking. Keep hooking. Let's see, and that's going to be a foul ball. Went 394 feet, 103.1 off the bat of Carlos Pellegrin, but he pulled it foul. Still keeps it a three-run ball game. Now the 2-2. In the air, right side, up and out of play. That'll keep him alive. Two and two. The count stays. Seventh pitch, that one low, and now it's full. Now Bayo comes set. Eighth pitch of the at-bat. The pitch, foul tip in and out of the mitt of Duran. Pellegrin just staying alive again. Third foul ball, each of which keeping him alive in this count. So it stays 3-2. There will be a ninth. 3-2 again. That one in there. Called strike three. Bayo stays with it, gets the K looking, and that's two down. Now J.D. McLaughlin, left fielder in the nine hole, stepping in for the third time. Still a runner at second, two down now. He's 0 for 1 with a walk and a stolen bag. Grounded out to short his last time up. First pitch, that one missed. A little bit upstairs, 1-0. Dineen still has all three of their challenges remaining. They've yet to ask for one today. Lakeland with only one left. They burned through two by the bottom of the fourth inning. Bayo kicks, fires the 1-0. That one inside. Two balls, no strikes. Bayo looking towards second. Kicks, fires. Foul tip stays in the mid of Duran. And it's 2-1. Fastball coming in at 92 that time. Off the right hand of Felipe Bayo. Now Bayo, the 2-1. Fouled off right side. Count evens up. Two balls, two strikes, two gone. Deuce is wild, as my good buddy, broadcaster for the Marauders, Ben Picorni, would say. Bam, looking towards second. And now move over to second, back in time, is Bastidas. He's taking a pretty big lead, but Bale was staring over there, so he took an extra half step and then another half step back. That gave him enough time to get back on the actual throw over. Now he's taking a very wide lead. Well-timed pickoff would get him. And the pitch. In the air towards center. Going over to his right is Braden Berry. He'll set up shop and make the grab for out number three. So despite the walk and the double by Bastidas, Lakeland can't score. The 9-4-2 put out of the plate to keep a run off the board for Lakeland. Keeps it a three-run ball game. Blue Jays up 4-1 through 7. We'll head to the top of the eighth here at Joker Marchant Stadium. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Sat in the room with platinum and gold eyes, dancing, catch your eye, you be mesmerized, oh. Find the corner there, your hands in my hair, finally we're here, so why? Saying you got a flight, need an early night, no. Don't go yet.
We're back here in the top half of the eighth. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Bryce Arnold's going to lead things off for Dunedin. Quinn Gudaitis, the new pitcher on the mound for Lakeland. 24-year-old right-hander out of Illinois Springfield. Misses with that one. 1-0 to start off Bryce Arnold. Arnold 2-for-3, 2 singles. He struck out his last time up. And he watched that one go by low. Gudaitis on for the 32nd time, a 5-4 record. 6.10 ERA through 41 and a third so far this year for the Flying Tigers. We saw him in Game 3 of this series. Kicks, fires, that one inside. Now a 3-0 count to Arnold. Pitched an inning and a third. No hits, but one run on a couple walks, couple Ks. 3-0 pitch, that one in there for a strike. Gets one on the board. Now a 3-1 count. Arnold, Rudd, and Barry, 8-9 one-hitters due up in this half inning for Dunedin, trying to extend their three-run lead. 3-1 pitch. That one inside, ball four, a leadoff walk. Doesn't hurt that matter. Put some speed on the base pass for the Blue Jays. Now Jaden Rudd stepping in for the fourth time. Righty kicks, fires, first pitch to Rudd, taken inside for a ball. 1-0 to start him off. Rudd is struck out swinging, popped out to second, and flew out to left field. Lefty-righty matchup. That one gets back to the backstop. Over the glove of Mike Rothenberg and into second. Now a 2-0 count. Bryce Arnold in scoring position for Jaden Rudd. Two balls, no strikes. A really good opportunity for the Blue Jays to extend upon their lead. Gudaitis looking towards second now. Kicks, fires. That one called a strike, and Rudd's going to ask for the Blue Jays' first challenge of the day. Turning around is Davion Fry, and that one did catch. So Davion Fry, 3-for-3 on the day. Now the 2-1, that one's up and in for sure. 3-1 the count. Blue Jays still have two challenges remaining. Lakeland's got one. 3-1 pitch, that one caught the upper outside corner, says Davion Fry. Jaden thought it was going to be ball four, but won't burn through a second challenge just in case. Now full count and nobody out with a runner at second. Full count pitch, in the air, in the infield, left side, in foul territory. Bastidas and Rothenberg making their way to it, and that's going to land on the opposite side of the screen, right at the front of the Blue Jays dugout, the screen that protects the ball boy. That impeded Rothenberg's ability to get to it. So that's how Jaden Rudd stays alive. Still a full count. Gudaitis comes set, looking towards second base. Kicks, fires, off the plate outside, ball four. Back-to-back walks to start off the inning. Issued by Quinn Gudaitis. Now top of the order coming up. Runners on first and second. Nobody out here in this top of the eighth inning. It's going to be Braden Berry, and Mike Rothenberg's out from behind the plate to go talk to his pitcher. I think it's worth noting, had Jaden asked for that challenge on that 3-1 pitch that was up and out, would have been overturned. So Davion Fry, like everybody else in the world, not perfect, but he's been pretty solid in his two games behind the plate this series. Righty kicks, fires, looking to lay down a bunt, pops it left side, and it's going to be foul. That pitch was upstairs. Barry tried to get the bat over top of it. But luckily for him, it went well foul. Nobody had an opportunity to try and catch it on the fly. 0-1 to start him off. Barry 0-for-4 on the day. came into this ballgame batting 500. It was 4-for-8 through his first two games. Now the pitch, that one catches the outside corner. It's 0-2. Looking to turn this two games in your single-A career with at least a knock into a three-game hitting streak. This very well could be his last opportunity to do so. Gudaitis has him down 0-2. The pitch fouled back into the screen. He stays alive. He'll see another. Arnold on second, run on first. Nobody out here in this eighth inning. Take another look around the league, and Fort Myers has extended their lead on Bradenton. It's now 13-5. They look like they're going to come back winning the final two to split the series. That one in the air right side. That's coming back over towards the Lakeland dugout. Rothenberg giving chase, but it's going to be way too far and up into the stands. So Barry stays alive. The other two games that were going on have now gone final. Tampa holds on for that 11-5 victory over the Clearwater Threshers, and St. Lucie held on for a 7-3 victory over the Palm Beach Cardinals. So us and Bradenton Fort Myers, the only two games going on in the Florida State League right now. Now the righty kicks, fires, fouled off. Breaking ball. Barry stuck with it. Sends it to the screen, and it's still 0-2. Righty comes set. Still looking over towards second. Turns, kicks, fires. That one's inside. Good take there by Barry. Gets the first ball. I was really hoping when I looked just now, what I was looking for was the Vancouver Canadiens scoreline. I was hoping that they started at 12 o'clock Pacific time today. Turns out they start at 1:05, so that game hasn't started as Barry fouls that one off the front foot and still stays alive in the count. And I wanted to look at that because former Dunedin Blue Jay Pat Gallagher is making his second start for the Canadiens since his promotion to High A. Now the 1-2, in the air towards center. Going back is Pellegrin. Over towards the track, he's going to settle and reach out and make the grab. Both runners are going to advance. Rudd's going to slide into second safely. Arnold makes his way 90 feet closer to the plate at third. So Barry doesn't get the hit, but he puts both runners 90 feet closer. Now two runners in scoring position for Dunedin. That's going to bring up Tucker Tillman. An 8-pitch at bat with 4 foul balls to stay alive in the count ends with a fly out to deep right center field, advancing both runners. Now Tucker Tillman up for the fifth time. Still 0-for-2, but he's reached twice on walks. First pitch is in there on the outside corner, 0-1 to start him off. Infield comes in for Lakeland, trying to keep the deficit at 3. Looking for a ground ball right to one of their infielders with a chance to get Arnold at the plate. That one misses low and outside. And all that being said, Mike Rothenberg's going to have to be a brick wall behind the dish. He's been very solid in every game we've seen him behind the plate so far. Now the 1-1, the pitch. Caught and a miss on the high fastball. Tucker down 1-2. He's going to ask for his timeout. He'll readjust the batting gloves, pick the bat back up. Now digs back in. Gudaitis, a strikeout would be a massive result for him. The 1-2. That one lifted left side. That's going to hook foul. Tucker went low and outside to get to it, got the end of the bat on it, but couldn't keep it fair. Count stays at 1-2. Righty comes set. And the pitch. Cut and a miss. High changeup, I think it was. Got him swinging. That'll be out number two, and that brings up Jace Borofin. First strikeout of the day for Quinn Gudaitis. Out number two of this inning. Now Jace Borofin with a chance to put a couple of runs on. That one in there to start him off 0-1. 1-for-2 on the day with two walks, two runs scored, two RBIs. Hitting his third homer in his third single-A game. Kicks, fires. That one, a tapper right in front of the plate. Picked up by Rothenberg. He almost trips on his own mask, but gets it over to first in time to end the inning. A far cry from the last batted ball that Jace Borofin had, which went a mile out towards right. That one just about 2 feet in front of the plate. We'll head to the bottom of the eighth. Blue Jays still up by three. You're listening to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network live here on the road in Lakeland.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we at. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead? We got nothing but time. As long as you right here next to me, everything's gonna be alright. If it's meant to be, it'll be. Meant to be, it'll be, baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, see where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, baby, if it's meant to be.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie. Girl, I'm tired of the fake love. Show me what you're made of. Boy, make me believe.
Whoa, hold up, girl. Don't you know you're beautiful? And it's easy to see.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride? Ride with me, see where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be.
We're back here, bottom of the eighth. Felipe Bello back out for a second inning with work. First pitch, that one in there for a called strike. Top of the order, Christian Santana takes that one in the zone. 0-1 to start him off. Bello out for a second inning worth of work. That one misses down low. Now 1-1. This was originally an Irv Carter scheduled start. Got flipped around a little bit with C.J. Van Eyck as the rehabber on Friday. Everybody had to get pushed. Had Lazaro Estrada yesterday on his normal Saturday, and he pitched really, really well. Ended up getting a no decision. That one low and outside, going a season high. 5.2 innings worth of work with 79 pitches. Both were season highs for him. Now 3-1 count to Santana. That one hammered left side. Keep hooking. That will. Second one that would have been a homer off of Felipe Bello, but it goes foul. Out of the windup. Full count pitch. That one inside. Ball four. Santana draws the walk to lead off the inning. Back-to-back innings with a full count walk issued by Felipe Bello. He was able to work around the first one. Now Jim Jarvis is going to step in. Tucker Thoman, third baseman, playing on the infield grass. Everybody else in normal depth. That one lifted left side. Out there is Jaden Rudd towards foul territory, and that's going to get up and out of play. Owen 1 to start it off for Jim Jarvis. 0-for-3 on the day. Fly out, line out, double play, and a strikeout swinging. Righty-lefty matchup. Bayo comes set, kicks, fires in the air towards shallow right center. Coming in is Braden Berry. He's got a good read on it. He'll make the grab for out number one. One on, one away now for Max Anderson. He doubled his last time up. Ended up being stranded on second to end the sixth inning. That was against Bayo's predecessor, J.J. Sanchez. Looks like Liam Mendez out there warming up, getting loose for the Blue Jays. Cut and a miss there by Anderson. 0-1 to start him off. Mendez, who got his second save as a Blue Jay earlier in the series. That one, a line shot, caught by Beltre, and he bobbled it on the transition. Tried to get a throw back over to first to potentially get Santana off the bag, but it popped out of his hand when he grabbed it out of the glove, so that's going to be two down now for Mike Rothenberg. Righty kicks, fires, first pitch in the dirt, low and inside. 1-0 to start off Rothenberg. He's 0-for-1 on the day. The walk and a hit by a pitch. He was robbed of an RBI single by Nick Goodwin on a line shot over there. In the air, towards center. That one was flipped over towards the mound. Rothenberg with a wild bat flip. Now left center, Rudd makes the grab. I can't believe what just happened with that. And he points over towards Bayo and quickly apologizes. All right, well, that's good. I think he did it out of frustration and got away from him. So all good there. Glad to see that. That ends the inning, the fly out to left. We'll head to the top of the ninth. Blue Jays up by 3, looking to add a couple insurance runs. Quinn Uiadas coming back for his second inning worth of work. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network live on the road in Lakeland.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight had something wonderful. My bad lead to late nights and then alone conversations with a stranger I barely know, swearing this will be the last but it probably won't. I got nothing left to lose or use, or do my bad habits lead to white eyes staring at space, and I know I lose control of the things that I say. Yeah, I was looking for a way out, yeah, now I can't escape. Nothing happens after two, it's true, it's true. My bad
We're back here in the top of the ninth. 4-5-6 hitters due up in this half inning for Dunedin. Brennan Orff, Nick Goodwin, and Manuel Beltre. Quinn Gudaitis back out for his second inning worth of work. Righty kicks, fires. First pitch is in there on the inside corner. 0-1 to start it off. Gudaitis did well enough to leave two runners on his last time out. Righty kicks, fires. That one low and outside. Had runners at second and third after two leadoff walks and a fly out to center field, advanced both. Got a K and then a tapper off the bat of Jace Borifin. Now the 1-1, that one in there. Blue Jays still with two challenges remaining. Can't take them with you to the next series, so you might as well if you think anything's close. That one in the dirt evens it up 2-2. And it is Liam Mendez warming up out there. Got the save in game three of this series. Blue Jays 5-3 victory. Righty kicks, fires. Ground ball foul towards the Lakeland dugout. And it stays 2-2. Orff 1-for-3 on the day with a hit by pitch. Didn't get the RBI on what was off the bat, I thought, a double. And then changed to a single, or ruled as a single. With two errors, both charged to Jose De La Cruz, advancing him to second and third, the official ruling. And advancing Borfin into score. So he doesn't get that fourth RBI of the year. Now the 2-2 again. That one up and out. Popped off the mitt of Rothenberg and back to the backstop, and it's full. Now Rothenberg grabbing the back of his thigh towards the knee before getting back into the crouch. Wonder if he's dealing with something there. Righty kicks, fires. That one inside for ball four. And he definitely is. He's now limping around. Rothenberg is going to have to be checked on by the trainer. He's grabbing the thigh, the back of his thigh, very close to the knee. Not sure. He might just be cramping up. And that's exactly what he's doing, because he's trying to stretch it out now. So they're going to let him walk around a bit and try and get that cramp out. It's a really horrible place to get a cramp, especially as a catcher. He's saying he's good to go, and he's stretching it out again. But with that, we'll see if the Blue Jays try and take advantage of currently the one-legged catcher. Brennan Orff over there at first base to lead off this inning. Righty kicks, fires, first pitch to Nick Goodwin, taken up and out for a ball, 1-0. Blue Jays up by 3, 4-1, trying to split this series on the road. The end of the first of a two-series road trip, two-week road trip. Did that one hit Goodwin? No, he got away from it, 2-0. Lakeland does have a righty warming up the pen. It looks like Max Alba, but not 100% sure. 2-0. That one, slider in there. Breaks into the zone. 2-1. Now the count to Goodwin. Goodwin's reached all four times he's been to the plate, but he's just 1-for-1. 2 walks and a hit by pitch. Now Gudaitis comes set. The 2-1. That one off the plate outside, went right back with the slider, misses. Now 3-1 the count to Goodwin. Three balls, one strike. Gudaitis out of the stretch, kicks, deals. In the air towards shallow left center. Coming in is McLaughlin in his Pellegrin. McLaughlin's going to call for it, and he'll make the grab for out number one. It was in the wheelhouse of Goodwin, but he got underneath it. Now Manuel Beltre stepping in for his fifth time. He's 0-for-3 with a walk and a fielder's choice. Came around and scored on that fielder's choice. Blue Jays first run. First pitch to Beltre, cut and a miss on that slider, 0-1. Edouard Duran waiting on deck. Mendez has sat down, no longer warming up, seems like he's ready to go. Gudaitis kicks, fires, that one above the zone, fastball 92, now 1-1. Ground Ground ball, left side, softly hit. Coming in is Bastidas. Bare hands it, throw to first, and it's away. Gets over towards the wall, and moving over to third will be Brennan Orff. It's going to be an infield single for Manuel Beltran. The error by Bastidas moves the runner to third. That's going to get Andrew Graham out of the dugout for the Flying Tigers. Would have been a really nice play for Bastidas had he been able to make an accurate enough throw. I'm not sure if they would have got Beltran, but if they did, that was an almost impossible play for the third baseman. So that's going to get Quinn Gudaitis out of the game. First and third, one away here, top nine. We'll be back with a new Lakeland pitcher when we return. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We're back here, top nine, runners on the corners and only one away. Now, new pitcher for the Flying Tigers is the right-hander, number 20, Max Alba. Comes in with runners on first and third. That one lifted right side. That's going to hook up and out of play off the bat of Edouard Duran. Oh, and one to start off today's catcher. Righty-righty matchup out of the stretch. Alba comes set. Move over to first, and back in easily was Manuel Beltran. Gudaitis goes just an inning and a third. Three walks given up. No runs so far, but he's responsible for both runners on. That one fouled back towards the Blue Jays on deck circle. Now an 0-2 count to Duran. Duran up for the fifth time. He's 0-for-3 with a walk. Trying to add some insurance for the Blue Jays. He checks his swing. Did he go around? He did, says Davion Fry. And he's out on strikes. One batter, 1K for Max Alba. Now two down. That's going to bring up Bryce Arnold. Runners on the corners now, two down. Alba on for the 34th time this year, 4-5 record with a 4.40 ERA through 45 innings of work. But he's 4-11 on save opportunities. He's been hit up a few times late in games. That one low and outside to start off Arnold. 1-0, the DH. Pitched an inning and two-thirds in game three. No runs, no hits. Two walks and 1K. Ground ball left side. Through for a base hit. One run comes in. Beltran not stopping at second. He's heading to third. Throw to third, and it's going to be... Is that Manuel Sequeira? No, that was, in fact, Christian Santana, the shortstop. Gets Beltran trying to be too aggressive. The third out at third, but the Blue Jays tack on an insurance run. They lead 5-1. We'll head to the bottom of the ninth with a chance to split the series when we return. Liam Mendez on for the final three outs. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network live here in Lakeland. We're back here in the bottom of the ninth. Liam Mendez coming in. No longer a safe situation, but he's here to forget the final three outs in this four-run ball game. Mendez on for the 15th time for Dunedin this season. 1-1 record with a 3.38 ERA through 18 and two-thirds. First pitch to Jose De La Cruz. Missed for a ball, 1-0 to start him off. Righty kicks, fires. That one just missed. I think there was some communication between Mendez and Duran, seeing if they wanted to challenge it. But they opt not to. 2-0 the count. Righty out of the windup. 2-0. That one low and outside. A 3-0 count to start off De La Cruz. Lakeland needs four to keep it going. Five to win it here in the ninth inning. Mendez looking in. Starts the windup. The 3-0. That one inside, a four-pitch walk to start it off. Not exactly how you want to start the bottom of the ninth inning. But alas. Now another righty-righty matchup. Manuel Sequeira stepping in for the fourth time. He's 0-2 with a walk. He was cut down at the plate on that double by Abel Bastidas. That went Jace Porfin at the wall to Nick Goodwin, cutting it off and firing a missile to Edouard Duran for the tag. First pitch in there for a called strike, 0-1. Caught and a miss. 0-2 now the count to Sequeira. No balls, two strikes. One on and nobody out. Righty out of the stretch, kicks, fires. That one in there. Called strike three. Sequeira's going to ask for their third and final challenge, and it's in there. Lakeland goes 0-for-3 on challenges, and Sakara goes down looking. Davion Fries had himself a day behind the plate. There's only been about two or three really borderline ones that he's missed. He's had a really good day. Now it's going to be Abel Bastidas, the switch hitter, batting from the left side here against Liam Mendez. Caught and a miss at a first pitch change, 0-1. Time called to the plate by Bastidas. Middle infield in double play depth, looking for a ground ball to potentially end this ball game. Dunedin trying to win their 18th game of the second half. Caught and a miss. Now down 0-2 is Bastidas. If they do, they'll trim the deficit in the division to a 10-game lead for Lakeland. Lakeland's already going to be leading the division after today, no matter what, as Fort Myers beat Bradenton and Tampa beat Clearwater, the two teams who are right behind them. With Clearwater already winning the first half, their record really doesn't matter going forward. It'll just be whoever's next best if Clearwater wins the division. Now the 1-2, ground ball foul, right side. Count stays the same. One ball and two strikes. We're approaching almost 3 hours into this ball game, currently at 2 hours and 47 minutes. After last night was a quick one, I believe 2-10 was the final. 1-2, that one upstairs. Now a count evens up 2-2. Bastidas 1-for-2 on the day with that double in the seventh inning, but couldn't get the RBI. Apart from that, a walk. Two-two in the air, left side of the infield. Tucker Tolman settling. He'll make the grab, and that's two down. The Flying Tigers down to their final out. This is the last time we will face anybody apart from Clearwater next week. But even then, that series doesn't matter for Clearwater at all. It's the last time we'll face a team vying for a spot in the playoffs currently. That one in the dirt. After this, only four series left. I should say in our division. That's a good caveat to mention because we do have a series against Jupiter, that being the final series of the year at home. We have St. Lucie the week after Clearwater, which is also at home, and then we travel to Daytona in between them. Our last three. Oh, nice play there by Santiago on that chopper towards the Blue Jays dugout. Bobbled it, but stayed with it and corralled it in that right hand. 1-1, the count to Pellegrin. We go on the road to Daytona for the second to last series of the year. Caught and a miss. Now Lakeland down to their final strike. Looking ahead at next week, it's a six-gamer at BayCare Ballpark. About 10, 15 minutes, depending on the lights, from TD Ballpark. And our final series against the Threshers, and our final series against any team from the West. So it'll be Lakeland, Clearwater, and Bradenton fighting for that second-half division crown. Cut and a miss down. Swing and goes Pellegrin. And that's the ball game. Mendez comes in, strikes out two after the leadoff walk, gets the final three outs, and the Blue Jays have earned a split of this series. We end this first series of the two-week-long road trip in the right way. A 5-1 victory, a fantastic pitching performance all around. Five innings of one-run baseball by Rafael Ohashi. He gets his third win of the year. The loss is going to go to Garrett Apker. And apart from Ohashi, J.J. Sanchez came in, pitched a scoreless inning. Felipe Bello came in and pitched two scoreless innings. And Liam Mendez gets the final three outs to finish off the ninth, also scoreless. The win to Ohashi, the loss to Apker, there is no save. The final lines are as follows. Your Blue Jays scored 5 runs on 7 hits. They committed 0 errors. The Lakeland Flying Tigers scored 1 run on 4 hits, and they committed 3 errors. We have the day off tomorrow. Can't wait for that. It's going to be a great refresh as we get ready for our trip to Clearwater. On behalf of everybody here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network, I'd like to thank you for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast and the outcome. Thank you for tuning in all series long, all season long. 24 games left, 4 more weeks in the Florida State League season. Can't wait to have you back for each and every one of the games that we have remaining on the docket. Like I said, we have a day off tomorrow, and then we're in Clearwater Tuesday, 6:30 p.m., the first pitch. We will be on the road with the team, as always, bringing you the action for that entire series. Thank you again for tuning in today, this afternoon. You didn't experience the heat, but hopefully you experienced the ballgame in a different fashion. I'm Chris Valentine, voice of the Dunedin Blue Jays. Can't wait to have you back on Tuesday after tomorrow's much-needed day off.
Season touchdown throws, and good old Johnny, he's the life of every party. It's like cheers, they know him everywhere he goes. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard.
share. He'll flash his lights, but let me go. My boy Randy, he's a preacher. My girl Megan, she's been teacher of the year. I swear for 5 years in a row. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of. But back in Hamilton County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know I'm here in this big city we're in.
If you come undone, painting stars up on your ceiling, 'cause you wish that you could find some feeling. Yeah, yeah. You know you could call me if you need someone. I need you to hold. The connection, but you